Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on Sports Radio 670 The Score is a guy you can follow on Twitter at Javon_Juice. He is Javon Wims, Bears wide receiver. Hello, number 83. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
We're good. What's NFL football like at this point for you?
It's a dream come true. It's fun. But, you know, it's definitely a full-time job now.
We were wondering, Javon, what rookie camp was. When you had all the rookies in, all the guys who were in their first NFL franchise, what was the most important thing that you learned out of that camp? We were talking with coaches and guys who covered the camp, and we heard a lot that you're just being comfortable and knowing where the bathrooms are and that kind of stuff was maybe just as important as learning schemes.
I think the most important thing to know, just be yourself. Be who you are. That, you know, the person that got you in the building, you know, don't get here and change because, you know, they invited me or drafted me for, you know, a specific reason because I am who I am. So just don't stray away from who that is.
Been covering Bears training camps going back all the way for, 23 years now. And my experience with young wide receivers that reach the NFL, no matter the skill level, no matter the level of accomplishment, is realizing in the NFL that corner standing across from you can treat you rudely in a way that you are just not used to. And some of those free releases, some of the ability to get into your route stem quicker, at this level, you can get locked up. There's a guy who's ready to just punch you in the neck sometimes, and it takes time to learn the hand fighting, the leverage, some of the false steps, some of what you have to do to even get into your route. Are you prepared for that? Is it something that's been discussed? I know until you guys get pads on, you don't have as much of that, but have you been feeling some of that?
Definitely. You know, this game is physical, so, you know, I wouldn't expect nothing, you know, less than, you know, the game being physical, especially on the island out there. And I embrace it. I'm a bigger guy. So, I'm fine with game being physical.
The other thing is blocking. The other thing is knowing that you got a responsibility to make sure that you can line up on a guy and lock up with somebody to get leverage, maybe in a way that you weren't asked to do in college. Is that going to take some time?
Not at all. I was fortunate to play with, you know, some good running backs at Georgia. So, mm-hmm. if you didn't block, you wasn't on the field. So the guys you saw on the field at receiver, you know, best believe we're some of the best blockers on the team.
New Bears receiver Javon Wims here with us on the Bernstein and McKnight show. I wonder, you know, at 6'3 and 215 and looking at some of the tape, red zone is definitely where you stuck out, I think, to me. Do you feel that, you know, as a rookie receiver coming into this scheme and learning a little bit about the playbook, do you feel that red zone area is where you can flash quickest and best to the coaches there?
I think that's definitely something that, you know, I showed on tape, but, you know, I think I'm someone who could adapt and adjust, you know, to anything that, you know, coaching staff asks me to do. So, whether it be a red zone threat, you know, or, you know, possession receiver, I think I could do pretty much anything.
What kind of ball does Mitch Trubisky throw?
Yeah, he got great touch on the football.
The velocity's there too, and that's important. We've been hearing that for those who really think that he has the tools to be an elite passer, and certainly from his draft position, he better damn well be that. Do you see every throw in practice so far?
Yeah, every throw. You know, he makes some throws. You know, as a rookie receiver, you know, I'm looking. I'm like, you know, dang, how did he, you know, get the ball there? You know, it's amazing the skill level of guys at this level. And, you know, you talk about it, but when you hear it, you actually witness it, you know, it's amazing.
Reading a little bit about you when you were drafted, found out that you'd only played, is this right, 1 year of high school football? I wonder how a guy plays 1 year of high school football and gets to the NFL. It's pretty incredible.
It's hard work. It's something that, you know, I put my mind to when I was younger. At the time, I was, you know, distracted playing basketball. And that was my full-time focus. But once, you know, I saw that, you know, that wasn't going to get me where I wanted to be, you know, I had to make a transition. And, you know, I think that's why, you know, I think I could transition into, you know, almost anything on the field because of the transition I made, you know, from one sport to another.
A lot of rookies talk about the adjustment to your work day, where it used to be as a college player, it was sort of structured around whatever classes you had to get to and practices, and things were handled for you. And now I've talked to rookies that have struggled to figure out what to do with a lot of their time. It's just the whole living as a person having a job is different. Are you transitioning into that?
Definitely transition that. You know, these days coming out, OTAs and mini camp, trying to figure out you know, the right schedule that suit me, you know, best, whether it's, you know, working majority of the week, you know, off days, get massages, trying to learn just what my body needs and just trying to learn how to be a professional on and off the field. I think that definitely takes some time to adjust, but, you know, the key thing is just finding that schedule that works for you.
So when not working, what are we doing? Are we playing Fortnite or other games? I mean, I always assume the default setting is playing Fortnite because
everybody's playing it.
It's just my assumption. But what else is taking up your time?
No, I suck at Fortnite, but yeah, I'm horrible. I think I only play it once. I can't get it. Everybody's so far ahead, and if I seriously pick it up, I just think I'd never catch up. But you know, I like to stay in. I don't do too much. I, of course, got to study the playbook. That's one of the main things, got to study. And then on top of that, you know, I play video games and just watch TV. I'm a homebody.
Got to be kind of nice to have a buddy on the team in Roquan Smith. I mean, you guys play together for a little bit there. What's your relationship like with them? How are the both of you enjoying your foray into NFL ball?
My relationship with Ro is you know, it's like my brother. You know, we been through the trenches together 2 years. I was fortunate to play with him, you know, at University of Georgia. Now I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to play with him again, you know, in my professional career. He's a great person on and off the field. And, you know, I'm excited that that he's here and, you know, he's going to be able to, you know, play with me.
Did you choose number 83 or was it bestowed upon you? Because I know the Bears don't really have a whole lot of numbers to give out with all the retired numbers that they have.
No, it was blessed upon me. Any number is a blessing. I got a number, and, you know, I'm going to stick with it. I love it. So it was blessed on me.
Good, because that number has a special place for odd reasons on this radio station. So you are a member of 83 Nation, whether you like it or not. Javon.
Okay.
All right, we appreciate you taking the time. Good luck.
Thank you guys for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.